The Gemara Masechta Erechin, Daf Tezayin Amun Aleph, teaches us Tana Rav Dimya Achva de Rav Safra. Ba'olam al yisapa odom b'tavoso shel chaveroi. A person shouldn't speak positively about someone else. Shemitoich tavoso bo'ol adei rosoi. Because when you speak positively, you may come to speak negatively. And there's a very big machlokes rishonim and how to understand this Gemara. Rashi explains, when you overdo, when you speak very positively about someone else, that will cause you to start speaking negatively about this person. So you're going to say, yes, this person has all of these positive attributes, but he also, unfortunately, has this negative attribute. Or if it won't be you that will say the negative attribute of this person, other people who you're speaking about this individual to will come to say that. And that is the opinion of the Rashbam in Masechet Baba Basra as well, that that's the way it usually works. That once you speak positively about a person, it very commonly will come to speak negatively about that. But explained the Mefarshim, Rashab explains this, and other Mefarshim as well, that this concern is only if you speak extensively about this individual, even if your intention is positive. But once you speak a lot about an individual, it's natural that the negative attributes of him will also come out. And therefore, the question, according to this understanding, a question which many Mefarshim have in understanding this Gemara, is that we look through Shas, there are many Gemaras that speak about, that speak in a very positive way about different Tanoim and Amoraim. Now Gemara is saying that you shouldn't speak about Tavosah Shel Chaveroi. But the way we're explaining now, according to Rashi and the Rambam's understanding of our Gemara, it's only when you speak about them in an extensive fashion do we have this concern. But if it's not extensive, we don't have this concern. The Shita Mekubetzes in Masechet Baba Basra has a different approach. He says, if a person is indeed a good person, we're allowed to speak positively about this individual. And we need not be concerned what will come from that conversation. Al Gemara is speaking about an individual who is really not such a special person, but he happens to have a positive attribute. Says the Gemara, if you're going to speak about his positive attribute, it's very likely that will cause you to speak about what the person really is negatively. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet, has a different approach. He says, "Kol misap b'toyves chaveroi b'fnei soinov." It makes a difference in front of whom you're having this conversation. And if I'm speaking positively about a person in front of people who don't like that individual, hareiz avak lashon hara. That's considered avak lashon hara. Shezegoyim lahem, because since they don't like this person, so if I'm speaking positively about this individual and they don't like him, it's going to cause that they should speak negatively about him. The Zeh Inyan continues the Rambam, Om Shlom Mevorach Re'eh B'kol Godl, B'boike Hashkin Klo'o T'choshevlon. Shvitoich Tavosu B'aladei Rosso, by me speaking positively about this person in front of people who don't like him, the results will not be good. So it turns out that according to the Rambam, the concern that Al Gemara expresses is I'm not allowed to speak Toivosu Shel Chaveroi in front of people who are his enemies, or people who don't like him. But in front of people who are not his enemies, this concern does not exist. And in fact, the Chafetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Tes, in the Hagah, when he quotes this Rambam, asks, why is the entire concern of the Rambam about avak lashon hara? Why is the Rambam not concerned about lifnei iver? That if I know that these people don't like this person, and by me speaking positively about this person, it's quite likely that these people will speak negatively about him. And as it's clear from the Chofetz Chaim, to be oivel lifnei iver l'sita michshol, it doesn't have to be for certain that I'm causing him to do an aveira. If it's quite likely that through my actions I'm going to cause that person to do an aveira, it's already considered that I was oivel lifnei iver. So ask the Chofetz Chaim, why is the Rambam, Rabbi Yonah says this pshat as well, only concerned about avak lashon hara? Why are they not concerned about lifnei iver? So the Chofetz Chaim says a very interesting teretz. We're speaking about a situation where these people are going to be speaking negatively about this person regardless. So since they're going to be speaking negatively about this person regardless, so it's not lifnei iver. I didn't cause them to say lashon hara about this person. They're going to say lashon hara about him anyway. So the concern of lifnei iver doesn't exist. But now the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah are teaching us that even though the concern of lifnei iver doesn't exist, the concern of avak lashon hara still continues to exist. The Yad Ramah, in fact, on this line in the sect of Basra, says that, let's say I'm speaking about an individual I'm speaking positively about an individual in front of a group of other people, and I don't know what is the feeling of those people about the people whom I'm speaking about. Says the Yad Ramah, if I don't know, I should be machmer and be concerned that they don't know who this individual is and that they may speak negatively about this individually, and I should be machmer. The Mashal has, however, a very different approach. He says, sometimes you could speak positively about a person, but even when mentioning those positive attributes of that individual, there could be elements that also represent not positive attributes. Such things may not be spoken because there are people who are not going to pick up on the positive, they're just going to pick up on the negative. But if what I'm saying is something that's purely positive and there's no way that it could be turned around to something negative, that may be said. The Gra has a different approach. The Gra's approach is that I'm not allowed to speak positively about a person in a way that it would seem to indicate that this is the only good thing about this person. By saying that this is the only good thing about the person, that says, the inference is, yes, this person has this positive attribute, he has this milah, but he doesn't have anything good, there's nothing else good to say about him. So that you're not allowed to say. But if we're talking about a person who by me saying positive about him, it doesn't in any way indicate that there's nothing else good about him, or doesn't, then I'm certainly allowed to speak positively about this person. The Chassam Sofer has a different approach. The Chassam Sofer says that, this is in the Shalos Tshuvos, Chassam Sofer Chelek Vov, Simen Nun Tes. He says that we're not allowed to speak positively, as our Gemara teaches us, about another person. In Mila de Alma, some different characteristics of this individual. But if speaking positively about a person in his learning Torah, in his shmiras mitzvahs, in his giving tzedakah, will cause that other people will learn from those positive attributes, that says some cipher is something that we're allowed to speak. And in fact, I saw a very interesting tshuva from Ramosh Zatzal in the Shalos Tshuvos. Igris Moshe, Yerodei Chelek Gimel Simen Tzadikei. If someone is collecting tzedakah, and he met an individual who was very generous. And then he meets another individual who's also collecting tzedakah. And he tells him, you know, I was collecting tzedakah and I met this very generous individual. Maybe you want to go there. And he goes, the second person who's collecting tzedakah, goes to this generous individual. And the generous individual obviously figures out that somebody must have told him that he's generous and gets upset. The person who told the second person to wash Nara says, Chas v'shalom. He says, you did a mitzvah by telling this other person where you could collect tzedakah. You helped this other person because you helped that the person who you spoke about should be able to do more mitzvahs. So if the goal of your speaking is to help people to learn to do the right thing, if the goal of your speaking is to help people fulfill mitzvahs, that can never be considered lashon hara.